Talk to me.
Welcome to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
So thanks for joining us today. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Colette Marshall. I'm sitting in for Rob today.
Many online sellers think of product sourcing in terms of finding a product to sell rather than building a complete product line. But your customers are usually interested in other related products as well, and by sourcing them, you can greatly improve your customers' sales and satisfaction. Today we're talking to popular eBiz author Dr. Ralph Wilson, who has been quoted by everyone from ABC Online to the Wall Street Journal about using cross-sellers and upsellers to move your business's bottom line. Dr. Wilson, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Great to have you here. It's been a long time since we've talked.
Yes, thank you.
So how do you define cross-selling and upselling?
Well, cross-selling is where you're selling one product they might be looking at, but you're also giving information about similar products as well as accessories to the product. So if you're selling revolvers, you sell silver bullets.
Right.
You're selling silver bullets. You're also selling an ammunition belt. So
right.
The idea is that they're there for one visit, but instead of just buying one item, they might buy two. They might buy an accessory or something with it. So that's cross-selling. Upselling is where they come looking for one product, but end up buying something that's somewhat more expensive. So they come looking at good and buy better or best.
You know, we use an example that relates to upselling all the time where you use a loss leader, for example, something that you don't actually make a whole lot of profit on or even lose profit on. Say, for example, a cheap two-slice toaster, and then you put it right next to the big four-slice bagel master, right?
Yep.
And that's how you're, that's a form of upselling, correct?
Oh, yeah.
How do cross-selling and upselling affect conversion rates, Dr. Wilson?
Well, if someone comes to your store looking for a particular product, maybe they've come in through pay-per-click advertising, or maybe they've come in through some search engine thing has brought them to your site looking for a product, they'll take a look at the product and say, is that what I want, yes or no? But if you offer not only that product, but two or three that are similar to it, now they have a choice. And the chances of them buying are a whole lot better than they were if you just had one product. I think the real masters at this are Amazon.
Yes.
I was about to say that myself.
I mean, they keep track of what you've looked at in the past and what you purchased. And the next time you come, you may be looking for something entirely different, but they're going to be showing you different things. And when you look at their conversion rates, last time I looked, I haven't looked this year, last time I looked, they were at 14%
conversion
rate. That's huge. That doesn't come just from cross-selling. It comes from people, you know, having confidence in them as a retailer.
Right.
But when someone comes to their store, the chances are 14% that they're going to walk out having bought something.
Yeah,
and it
often
isn't the kind of thing they came in to buy.
Like you said, you know, sometimes people are not exactly sure what they're wanting to buy. So if you put it up in front of them, you just give them choices. They're more likely to buy instead of going somewhere else.
And it may be that when they come in the door, they're, as you say, they're not sure of what they want. But in the process of looking at the two or three or four choices that you give them, now they say, okay, I think this is what I want and why. Otherwise, they might be doing that shopping through, you know, several stores or several pay-per-click ads. They're, you know, making their decision on what they want to buy. Now they're doing it in your store.
Now, we find that a lot of people who start eBiz and eBiz Online don't do this at the beginning, right? For example, we find a lot of people who get married to a single product they want to sell, and that's all they want to sell. They don't want to hear about anything else, but there's so much opportunity here.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's how people get started. They get excited about selling some particular thing, but that's not how they end up succeeding as an online
yes.
retailer. They have to grow and mature, and we probably have some listeners now that have one or two products that are doing okay, but the next step now is to broaden what they're offering within a narrow niche.
Right, right. Let's talk about placement, Ralph. What is the recommended placement of cross-sell and upsell promotions?
Well, there are several things to do. One is you always ought to have on the home page of your store various new products or high markup products, something that's going to attract attention, and rotate those. The ones that you show that are popular are likely to sell quite well. So they may have come to your store looking for something else, but they see that on your front page and click into it and start looking at it. So your home page of your site is one place. A second place that you'll want to put cross-sell kinds of items is on the product page with the item that they may be looking at. So let's say I'm looking at a down vest to keep me warm in the winter. On the right side at Land's End, it will show several other down vests or vests of that type that are alternatives. So on your product page is a great place to show the accessories or the similar kinds of items.
And bundling would be another thing that you could put right there on your site. That's another form of upsell.
Exactly.
I mean, it's very popular lately.
Exactly. The third place is on your checkout pages. So they put something in their shopping cart, and you show them an accessory to it. You show them, or perhaps you show them something even better, or something, as you mentioned, bundled. So on the front page, on the product page, on the checkout page, another place that some of the larger companies particularly are doing this is that they have their pay-per-click ads come into a sectional page that will show a number of items in a section. So that's a form of cross-sell right there.
Right. Right. Now when you talk about accessories, Ralph, that's one thing that we recommend. We see so many people who start out in this business and want to start in electronics. It's always the thing. You know, they always want to sell, you know, the Wii's and the Nintendos and the cell phones and all those kinds of things. Where the real money in those markets is often made in the accessories.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I've always thought about, HP sells these printers for really low prices.
Oh, yeah.
But have you ever tried to go and buy ink?
Yeah, in cables.
It has you locked in.
It's ink and cables. You know what? That's where they make their money. And I've actually talked to people at, some of the big box stores about that. Is, the printers themselves, I mean, they're getting some manufacturer's rebates and so forth because they're buying so many at a time. But they're selling the printers for just about a break even, sometimes even less. But they know they've got you for that ink. They know they've got you for a $30 cable, So, yeah, I mean, we tell so many people that, look, if you want to sell electronics, it's a tough market, but where you really can make some money is in the accessories, and I think that's true for just about any kind of product.
Yeah. I think you're right.
So Colette mentioned bundling as a form of upsell, and bundling, of course, has been going on for a long time, and why would you say it's so popular?
Well, when you think about it, if you sell one product with a 30% margin or something like that, or 40% margin, you make a 40% of $10. But
right.
If you sell two products bundled together, your margin might not be quite as high, but now you're making 35% of $30.
Yes.
And so bundling makes a huge amount of sense. Amazon does this, with their books. I'm a big book fan, and so I'll go and look at a book, and right below the description of the book, it'll say, you can buy this book and this book together for only such and such.
I was just there last night doing the same thing, looking for a book, and I saw three other books.
The deal that they offer is really not all that good as far as extra savings.
Right.
But they must be successful at it, or they wouldn't keep doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be a moneymaker for them. Just the idea of buying this with this, just suggesting that to the customer, really puts the thought in their mind. And enough people buy that, they've made a little bit of extra money right there.
Right, and that's where your bundling is actually a form of associating other products with the original product.
Exactly.
Right? Now, in some cases, you can also bundle products together from the beginning,
right,
as in, you know, baskets or, you know, just an assortment of just products that fit together. And when you do that, then you eliminate people's ability to cross-compare pricing.
Yep.
Right? So if you've got, you know, one popular item, but you bundle it together with two other accessories that go with it, and you you know, you set one price on the whole thing, then people can't go cross-check the pricing on the original item against other sites.
Right.
Right.
Some companies, I think, do this. The larger companies do this by getting a special model number from the manufacturer that's a little bit different than anybody else, and so you can't do the price comparisons quite as easily on it.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing it gives you is a unique product that's on your site. You know, when you create your own gift basket and you bundle that together, it's something unique that that sellers or buyers may not find anywhere else. So now what about
sounds like we're going to break, Colette.
Oh.
It is.
I'm getting so excited here speaking with Dr. Wilson. So.
Well, it is time for a quick break. Subscribe to our free product sourcing newsletter at productsourcingnews.com to stay up to date with the latest product sourcing news. Learn about upcoming trade shows in your area and find spotlighted suppliers you can use in your e-biz. We'll continue learning more with Dr. Ralph Wilson when we return. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Colette Marshall.
You're listening to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
If you're a new, small, or home-based business owner, you're probably overwhelmed with all the things you need to do to make your business a success, including accounting and taxes. We can help. We're thetaxclub.com. We're the accounting experts you can afford, and we can help you save money and keep you on the good side of the IRS tax man. TheTaxClub.com is a one-stop, full-service accounting firm. For as little as $15 per month, you'll get expert help on forming your new corporation, keeping your books, and unlimited accounting help throughout the year. You ask a specific question, you get a specific answer. In writing, as many times as you need it. And at the end of the year, we'll do your taxes for you. Find out how we can help you. Sign up for a free, no-obligation tax consultation. When you do, let us know you heard about us on WSRadio.com, and we'll send you the top 10 tax tips for small and home-based businesses. Go to thetaxclub.com. Do it now.
The best-kept secret on eBay is out. Genco Marketplace. For two decades, Genco has been the number one liquidator for the country's top retail chains. Genco sells $3.5 million worth of inventory every day at prices well below wholesale. Electronics, housewares, furniture, clothing, you name it. With Genco Marketplace, eBay sellers can find thousands of brand name returns and closeouts at deep discounts. And with Genco's easy online purchase process, you spend less time sourcing and more time selling and making money. Whether you want one item or 1,000, rely on Genco's expert staff to advise you and help take your business to the next level. Check out the incredible deals at GencoMarketplace.com. That's Genco, G-E-N-C-O, Marketplace.com. Your trusted source for quality surplus products. GencoMarketplace.com.
Hey, eBay sellers. We've got an exciting new eBay feature from DHL, the world's leading express delivery company. Here's how it works. Simply click on your eBay sale, choose the Ship Rush option, and with a few mouse clicks, verify the address, print a shipping label, notify your customer, and start tracking the package. It's just that easy. In fact, the only thing ShipRush doesn't do is pack the box. But we're working on it. To add this eBay selling feature to your computer, just go to wsradio.com/DHL. In minutes, you'll be up and running with ShipRush. Save time, save money, and receive great feedback with fast deliveries from DHL. Add ShipRush from DHL to your computer today. It's free at wsradio.com/DHL. ShipRush, one more way DHL is putting customer service back in shipping.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to WorldwideBrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right, by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to WorldwideBrands.com now.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand. Log on, listen, and learn.